always at a place I knew I needed something new for me. I never knew just what that was. Yeah, finding something safe was just like trying to catch a bird in flight. I knew that.
大家春节快乐，狗年快乐，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, happy year of the dog, this is Adam.
真的非常开心陪伴大家又能度过迎接新的一年啊，狗年。然后哎，我本人就是属狗的，今年是我的本命年。
Ooh, that could be bad.
对，哎，所以你了解中国文化啊，说本命年有可能不顺，但有大家的陪伴和支持，我觉得我会很顺利啦。好，那今天我们的节目就跟大家说说所有和狗年相关的英语。如果你属狗，今年也是你的本命年，别忘了看一下我们今天的微信推送啊。那我记得去年的时候呢，我是鸡年，然后我们做一个节目， Adam 还记得我们跟大家说鸡年不是 chicken year
yeah.
那今年呢，我们传承这个传统啊，延续这个传统，我们要跟你说一下狗年不是
dog year.
It's not dog year. The proper way to say 狗年是什么？
The year of the dog.
The year of the dog.
Yeah.
对，所以中国所有的这个十二生肖生肖年是 the year of the something、
mm.
对吧？那有两个的，大家不要忘记啊。哎，那讲到生肖的话，咱们中国的生肖英语里面可以讲
Chinese Zodiac。
然后如果问一个人说你属什么
？Yeah, that one's tougher. What animal are you? I guess.
好像有就几种不同的说法。You can ask someone what animal are you?
Yeah.
What's your Chinese zodiac?
Yeah.
Or what's your, I've heard, what's your Chinese animal sign?
Yeah, animal sign.
对吧？都可以啊。或者像你知道一个人大概的年龄，你就可以，比如，哎，我说 Adam, are you a dog?
I'm a pig.
啊，比我小。对，就是你可以问，哎，你属狗吗？就是 are you a dog? 对吧？然后你是属猪，就是 I'm a pig.
I'm a pig.
I must say, 我必须说这个刚听的时候你会觉得很奇怪，什么 I'm a dog, I'm a pig, I'm a rat、mm. 但其实英语就是这么表达的。
I'm a chicken.
I'm a chicken. 对，因为中文我们有这个特别专属的动词嘛，我属什么、
right.
但英语里面就是 I am,
I belong to、
yeah.
the chicken.
哦，但很重要的大家就是注意一下，就是我属什么你要说 I'm a 什么，
I'm a, right,
就不要直接说 I'm dog,
I'm
pig,
dog.
Yeah, so don't forget that, 啊，是吧。好，那诶，讲到 are you a dog, I'm a dog, 啊，我属狗，我又想到就是对于爱狗的人，你养狗的人，这个时候你可以说
I'm a dog person.
I'm a dog person.、Mm. 就经常会有人问 Are you a cat person or a dog person?
Yeah.
是吧？就是你喜欢猫还是喜欢狗？
I'm a chicken person.
就你不怕禽流感吗？现在不是有 bird flu 不能养鸡啊。So I'm a dog person. I'm a cat person. 就表示你是喜欢狗还是猫，是吧？
Mm.
然后养狗。养英语不是说 to raise,
raise
to raise children,
children.
养孩子，那养狗呢 to raise dogs?
You can, but we usually just say to have a dog.
啊，比如说 do you have a dog? 你养狗吗？ Or,
when you were a kid, did you
yeah,
have a dog?
对，小时候家里有没有养过狗啊？ Mm.那养狗狗的人通常哎，你这个狗就大家会喜欢不同的品种嘛。 You could say different types or different kinds of dogs,
right?
But there is a better word.
There is a better word. It is breed.
Breed.
Yes.
B-R-E-E-D.
Yes, and it is both a noun. This is a breed of dog. It is also a verb to breed dogs.
To breed dogs.这个 breed dogs 是我们人养狗 breed dogs 还是狗妈妈 like
no this is the people do it, a dog breeder, they're called dog breeders.
哦，但这种就是一个职业，比如他养以后他卖给别人的什么、是吧？嗯、did you have a dog when you were growing up?
I did.
Oh, what was the breed?
Dalmatian.
真的是那斑点狗吗 Dalmatian?
Yeah,、pretty dumb. They're like number two of the dumbest dogs.
属于那个。智力比较低的狗狗、
yeah.
但它看起来很聪明 They have this almost like regal look.
Lies. It's Disney lies.
好，那讲了很多属狗啊，还有和狗狗相关的英语，我觉得接下来咱们再看一些很有意思的和狗相关的英语俚语。 So dog-related idioms.
Yeah, expressions.
Expressions. 我们先讲这个好了。前面虽然说了狗年不是 dog year、mm. 啊，但是英语里面有一个说法叫 dog days,
Dog days, yeah. Usually it's the dog days of summer.
So it's like a fixed expression.
Well, the dog days of summer is where it came from, and that just kind of means the end of the summer is very hot, and you don't really do anything.
So 大家不要质疑什么狗日子哈 dog days, 你过什么狗日子。它这个 dog days...源自 Adam 说的另外一个说法 Dog days of summer、mm. 就是夏天快要结束了
Right
然后特别热是吧
Right, but over time it just kind of means a period where you、mm. don't do anything So like think、oh. about before spring festival Like, I mean everybody's, you know, like they're trying to get stuff done、
或者大家都在想着放假是吧
Yeah, so it just gets to that point where nobody's doing anything anymore Kind of the dog days of
The dog days before Chinese New Year.
Before Chinese New Year.
就没有人想专心工作，大家心里都想回家过年啊。Mm. The dog days, 就最后的几天。好，那我前面让 Adam 说，哎，你再教我一些和狗有关的俚语。你第一个就想到你说，狗咬狗，狗吃狗。
Yeah, it's dog eat dog out there.
但我觉得这个和咱们中文说的狗咬狗又不一样，因为你知道中文这个狗咬狗的
I do now
方式吗 But it's very negative、yeah. 就是说是大家就是很多怎么说 infighting、mm. 然后 backstabbing、yeah. 背后捅刀但英文的 it's a dog eat dog world、
yeah.
这个世界是 dog eat dog 就是说它竞争很激烈是吗
Well it sounds the same to me yeah because in that competition that fierce competition there could be a lot of backstabbing and a lot of trickery
反正 dog eat dog 或者经常会看到是 it's a dog eat dog world
Right or dog eat dog competition、it's dog eat dog out there
就反正 super competitive
Super competitive
对因为这个世界是 dog eat dog 竞争很激烈所以咱们每天工作的时候也是累趴下累成狗了
Yes Okay So every day we're also hardworking We all work like dogs
所以可以说 work like dogs.
Yeah, but we don't turn into dogs. We work like dogs.
对、yeah. 就是哎呦工作累趴下累成狗啊、mm. 现在就是咱们中国比较流行的说法也可以这样比喻、mm. Which is weird because when we think of dogs now, we think of them as very pampered pets.
Yeah, little princesses.
对就是现在因为咱们狗前面说 pets, 宠物对吧、mm. 很 pampered, 就是大家都很宠它们。
Right.
I haven't really seen any dogs that work really hard.
Work very hard, no.
对对，好，通常是人要 work really hard, 然后 to provide a good life for our dogs.
Yeah.
好照顾他们是吧 Okay, what are some other dog-related expressions?
I'm getting a little hungry over here, so I'm thinking about a dog's breakfast.
这狗粮吗 ?Pedigree?
Dog food, yeah. No, this is not dog food. This just means a really messy situation.
dog's breakfast、mm. 狗狗的早餐但它比喻的是一个很乱的一种情况、
mm. right.
那可以怎么比喻呢可以比喻一个比如 physical room 就是你的房间 is like a dog's breakfast
No, I think it's more like a crazy situation
就是比喻形容事情、
mm.
就这个情况这个 situation、
right.
is like a dog's breakfast 是吧、
mm.
好的那接下来这个我喜欢 你不是经常说 don't rock the boat
Yeah, it's my favorite
Don't change the status quo
right? right Or you could say let sleeping dogs lie
就这狗狗睡得很舒服你就让它在那躺着吧你不要去打扰它
Well, I'm thinking about if you're like, you know, trying to like break into a, like, I don't know, a rich person's place and all the dogs are sleeping and you have to very carefully, you don't want to wake them up.
对对对
So just let sleeping dogs lie.
让睡觉的狗狗在那舒服的躺着吧就是就比较像什么 if it ain't broke,Don't fix it,、
right.
是吧？就有这个意思啊。好，那接下来的这一个叫不能教一只老的狗新的花样，新的花招。
Yeah.
嗯
，Yeah, this is a great one. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
但这听起来就不是很 respectful 吧？不是很尊重。
Well, it depends how you say it. And any of these things you can say in a disrespectful way. The point is, there's a really useful word in here, which is trick.
A trick, 一个花招
Well, any sort of dog, you know, it knows how to sit lie down,
对对对
roll over, you know, shake hands, shake paw, sorry.
但如果一个狗狗年纪已经比较大的话 they've got their set ways.
Yeah, they don't care about...
Yeah, really hard to teach them new tricks,
yeah,
right?
But, so that's the thing, is just because this is an expression doesn't mean that you can't play with it. Like, you know, for example, if you have some...uncles or maybe even your parents who are learning a new skill, you could say something like, I guess you can teach an old dog new tricks.
那你爸爸不会很生气吗
No,
你用狗狗比喻他
it's not even the slightest bit disrespectful.
哦，这可能就是中西文化的差异，因为我觉得中文里面如果你说一个人是狗或者什么，除非很自嘲说啊，我工作累累趴下累成狗，或者我单身狗不然那样的话就是中文还是会觉得特别 disrespectful.
Right. Hey, Jenny, that reminds me, a lot of people have asked over the years, do English people say single dog?
哦、oh, 单身狗是吧
We do not.
However, 对就是英语里面没有 single dog, 单身狗的说法因为好像你们觉得单身很快乐啊哪有这么 pathetic,、
yeah.
哪有这么可怜
yeah,
是吧
Party, party, party.
Well, there's no such thing as a single dog.However, there is a top dog.
Top dog,、yeah, that's right.
Top dog, 就大佬了，一个 boss,
the big, yeah, the big boss, the top
head
dog,
honcho,
the big cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget,、we just had the Super Bowl as well, right?
对
And
超级碗
so there's always going to be a top dog. There's also always going to be an
underdog.
Yeah.
对，这也很好。Underdog 就是我们说的黑马、之前大家都很不看好
Right.
你们不说 black horse, 是吧
I think we do say black horse, but for something totally different.
就所以中文咱们说的一个比赛的黑马，英文其实是 underdog.
Underdog, yeah.
Yeah. 我们今天最后要看的这个俚语，我觉得大家会非常喜欢，因为中文它有一个意思很相近、很对应的，爱屋及乌。
Okay, love me, love my dog.
你要爱我的话，你要爱我的狗狗，对不对？你自然也会爱我的狗狗啊。好，那讲到爱啊，我又想到了。不是英语里形容那个初恋很纯情的爱叫 puppy love
And they called it puppy love
Puppy 就是狗就是小狗狗
Baby,、yeah.
baby dogs, puppies,、对不对 Puppy love 好那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊在狗年啊跟大家说了很多跟狗相关的英语不知道你是不是跟我一样啊 Are you a dog? 属狗吗今年是不是你的本命年不管你属什么我们都祝你新的一年能够一切顺利然后呢也谢谢大家过去一年在今年里面对我们看言英语的关注和支持我们在新的一年里面会继续努力为你带来实用有趣的英语学习内容然后呢也会把我们的会员课程会员服务做得更好也希望大家如果你想学英语的话就成为看言会员吧我们现在还有新春特惠学习两年只要1199然后还会免费送给你延长两个月的账户权限大家可以到我们的公众号了解一下好祝大家狗年快乐
Happy New Year
我们下次再见 Bye
Dog Year Big Lucky
Maybe I kind of found a new me I'm okay with how